Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, Hiranyakashipu, King of the Demons, Text 38. Aho vayam danyatama yat atra tyakta paribhyam navichintiyama. Balakshamana abalav rikadibi sarakshita rakshati yohigarabe. Aho, alas, vayam, we, danyatama, most fortunate. Yet, because, atra, at the present moment, tyakta, left alone, without protection, pitribhyam, by both father and mother, na, not, vichintayama, worry, abalakshamana, not being eaten, abala, very weak, riksha adibi, by tigers and other ferocious animals, sa, he, Supreme Personality of Godhead, rakshita, will protect. Rakshati has protected. Ya, who, he, indeed. Garbe, within the womb. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is wonderful that these elderly women do not have a higher sense of life than we do. Indeed, we are most fortunate, for although we are children and have been left to struggle in material life, unprotected by father and mother, and although we are very weak, we have not been vanquished or eaten by ferocious animals. Thus, we have a firm belief that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has given us protection, even the womb of the mother, will protect us everywhere. Purport is stated in the Bhagavad Gita 1861, Ishvara sarabhutanam rideshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarabhutani yantrudani maya. The Lord is present in the core of everyone's heart. Thus the Lord gives protection to everyone and gives the different types of bodies the living entity wants to enjoy. Everything is done by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should not lament the birth and death of a living being, which have been arranged by the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Savasichaham ridhi sanavishto matak smritir gyanam aponam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. One must act according to the direction of the Lord within the heart. But because the conditioned soul wants to act independently, the Lord gives him the facility to act and experience the reactions. The Lord says, Sarva dharma prachaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Give up all other duties and simply surrender unto me. One who does not abide by the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or is given the facility to enjoy this material world. Instead of restricting him, the Lord gives the conditioned soul the opportunity to enjoy so that by mature experience, after many, many births, bhavanam janmanam ante, he will understand that surrender to the lotus feet of Vasudeva is the only duty of all living beings. It is wonderful that these elderly women do not have a higher sense of life than we do. Indeed, we are most fortunate, for although we are children and have been left to struggle in the material life, unprotected by father and mother, and although we are very weak, we have not been vanquished or eaten by ferocious animals. Thus, we have a firm belief that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has given us protection, even the womb of the mother, will protect us everywhere. I'm wondering if Hiranyakashipu would agree to this translation. In any case, Prabhupada's bringing out his best intentions. The other thing that's interesting is that this is one of the, Hiranyakashipu gives one of the most, one of the longest explanations of the immortality of the soul. In this second chapter, goes on for many more verses. And then at the end of this chapter, then he goes out to try to become immortal in the body. So after spending so much time talking to his relatives that don't worry about the body, and he goes out and spends 120 years trying to get an immortal body. So obviously, as they say in English, he didn't walk his talk. He preached one thing and he had a different idea in his practical life. And ultimately, he was proven to be correct that the body is temporary and the soul is eternal. Because although he tried very hard to get an eternal body, material body, somehow or another he got an acute stomach problem and died. So even the most powerful body sometimes finds itself in difficulty in the material world. Balasya neha sharanam pitaro nashingha nartasya cha chagadam udanvito majital now nartasya chividir ahandrishestas tvadvido tanubritam upekshatanam. That Prahlad Maharaj said, Balasya Neha, that the parents may try very hard to protect the child. Balasya Neha, Sharanam, Sharanam means give him shelter. Pitaro Nishingha, Pitaro, of course, is mother and father. Nishingha, my dear Lord Nishingadeva, the father and mother may try very hard to give shelter to the child and protect it. Chagadam. Agadam means the medicine. So the doctor may be very expert, medicine may be very good. Valasineha sharanam pitaro nishingha nartasya. So artasya is the person who's suffering. Diseased person. Everyone is diseased. Just like we can see looking around. Most of us are either using the wall as shelter to keep our back up straight, or else we're more or less like the Leaning Tower of Pizza without the pizza. Just trying to, because even our very body, we can't even keep it upright, up straight, what to speak of anything else. So much problems. So, nartasya, chagadam, cha also, agadam, the medicine, the cure. Udanvito, so on the water, majito, udanvito, the boat, majito on the water, udanvito, majito, no, now actually is boat. So, boat may take us across the water, udanvito, majito, now. So the parents may be protecting us. The medicine may be trying to help us. The doctor may be trying to help us. The boat may be strong, trying to get across the river or the ocean. But tatrivir uhandrise stas. But if Krishna decides, then the child will die anyhow. And if Krishna decides, even with the best doctor, the best medicine, the patient succumbs to death. And even the boat is as mighty as the so-called Titanic, still it's sunk. Therefore, ultimately, upekshitanam, if Krishna neglects us, then we die. And even if Krishna doesn't neglect us, even if the child grows up, even if the medicine is effective, even if the boat crosses across the river or the ocean, still we die anyhow. No one lives here forever. So the only remedial measure to counteract our problem is to take shelter of Krishna. Otherwise, whatever we're doing to counteract our problems ultimately will be proved to be a failure, because death, at the time of death, is the biggest problem. That's ultimately what everyone is trying to avoid. So Hiranyakashipu's, he's giving some of the philosophy of Prahlad, even before Prahlad's birth, because it's eternal philosophy. Or as I said before, even the devil cites scriptures. Now, when Prahlad Maharaj gives the same philosophy that Hiranyakashipu is giving, apparently, then he becomes very disturbed and angry. But it's true philosophy. Just Hiranyakashipu is using it at his convenience to pacify his relatives. That ultimately everyone has to depend upon Krishna. And Krishna, as Prabhupada says here, is Ishvara Sarabhutanam. He knows exactly what we desire, and he'll arrange to fulfill it. He'll give us all opportunity to experience this material energy. One time Prabhupada was giving a lecture on transmigration of the soul to university students. At the end, one of the university students raised her hand and said, "Swamiji, you say that if I act like a dog, then I'm going to become a dog. But I just want you to know I don't mind if I become a dog. Actually, I want to become a dog." So Prabhupada raised his hand and said, "You have my blessings." Actually, to become a dog for most people is an advancement. Because they're working so hard for practically nothing, just to pay for a little house, a little bit of bad food. But if they become a dog, most of the time they have off. All they do is have to bark once in a while, and that's it. There's no debts. There's no dog who has a debt. As soon as you become a dog, all your debts are... There's no such thing as a bankrupt dog. Oftentimes, dogs are treated better than human beings are. They're given a nice house. They're given their own bowl to eat out from. They don't have to pay rent. They get food. And even the master has to take them out. Even the master has to give them some exercise. So if you want free food, free rent, hardly any, you know, you only work from a couple of minutes a day barking, then the dog life is pretty good. And even if you have children, then you don't have to pay for their education. Frankly, you don't even have to educate them. So, it's quite most of the animal species of life, certainly they have their advantages over human beings. Human life is only good if we want to become self-realized. Otherwise, it's quite inconvenient. There's so much trouble we have to go through, especially in Kali Yuga, learning so many useless things from the age of... Nowadays, I think they're starting at 3 years old till they're like 16 or 18. It's like 15 years of learning things that have no use whatsoever. Maybe learning how to read is valuable, so you can read Prabhupada's books. Other than that, how many of us have taken trigonometry, calculus, Has anyone here ever taken trigonometry, calculus, and whatever else? How much do you remember of geometry? Do you remember geometry? What about calculus? Trigonometry. What's that? But most of, I mean, actually geometry is just putting in numbers into a form. You have to remember the formula. And calculus. But anyhow, most of these things are just forgotten. Does anyone know the name of the first president of Slovenia? Do you know? What's that? Yeah. He was the one who was a vegetarian? He's still alive. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Does anyone know the first king of Slovenia? There's never a king in Slovenia? What's that? The whole thing's a fairy tale. Without a good fairy. In any case, most of the things are useless, but people have to go through so much trouble in the material world, especially in Kali Yuga. Working hard. Imagine all the people who worked so hard and just graduated from college. They got the best degree they could possibly get. They're now in debt for hundreds and thousands of euros. And it just so happens that their field has just become obsolete. When everyone goes back to work, they won't have any work. There's nothing for them to do anymore. So they have to go back to work, to school for another 10 years. So they can get a job as a dishwasher. So this is material life in Kali Yuga. People are trying so hard, and at the end, simply paravas, pavarga, working hard, foam at the mouth, exhaustion, foam at the mouth, fear, and then death for all the hard work. And Krishna's arranging it because that's what we want. We want to be something that we're not, so we can be whatever we want. If you want to fly without having to pay any airfare, you don't want to go through security, you don't want to wait on any line, then you become a bird. And you can fly anywhere at any time for free. And you don't even need a landing pad. You land anywhere. And if you don't like someone, you can fly overhead and drop bombs on them. Perfect. For those who like to fly, just imagine people, they're training for the Olympics. Of course, there may not be any Olympics this year, or maybe postponed. But they're training for the Olympics 10 hours a day, swimming back and forth, trying to... But at the end of life, what will happen? They'll remember swimming back and forth. They'll become a fish. And they'll not only... They won't need a pool, they'll have the whole ocean to swim in. They can go back and forth in the ocean. So everyone is actually training for their next body. And if we're not training for Krishna consciousness, we're training for some lower species of life generally. Because Krishna is very kind. He gives us what we want. If you really want to be a good swimmer, then better to be a fish. Then you can. Who's a better swimmer than a fish? When I was learning swimming, there is a technique called fish-like swimming. But why fish-like? Why not become a fish? And that goes for the other species of life also. Everything has its advantages. But ultimately, only in the human form of life can we become conscious of Krishna. And that means we have to follow Krishna's instructions. That doesn't mean that suddenly we're going to become servants. If we follow Krishna's instructions, then we're servants. Otherwise, we're free to do whatever we want. Actually, we're free either to become Krishna's servant or Maya's servant. If we become Krishna's servant, then we realize who we are and we become blissful eternally. And if we become Maya's servants, then we simply chase after phantasmagoria, trying to become something that we can never become. And instead of becoming blissful, we have the opposite. We simply meet with different troubles in the different species of life. Out of ignorance, we identify ourselves with them and suffer. So Krishna is saying, sarva dharma parityaja, not because he needs more servants, that so many of his servants in the spiritual world retired, or they quit. So now he has to come to the material world because no one's cleaning his house anymore. He has to clean his, someone has to clean his Chintamani palaces, so he's trying to get a few more good servants. He just wants a few more good servants. No, Krishna is doing it for our benefit. Because without being Krishna conscious, without following Krishna's instructions, then we'll simply get ourselves into difficulty. And if we follow Krishna's instructions, then we'll be benefited. We'll wake up and find out what his real inheritance is. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
Hare Krishna. In this fervor, Srila Prabhupada writes, one must act according to the direction of the Lord within the heart. So some people will be happy to say that, yes, I'm doing everything that the Lord tells me from the heart. You see, it says here that that we must follow the Lord in the heart. And I follow? And
so what's the proof that you follow? How do you know if someone's actually following?
My heart moves me and I do.
Yes. Well, what's the proof that Krishna is speaking to you? What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Who does Krishna speak to in Bhagavad Gita? What's the qualifications for Krishna to speak to someone? What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? That's all right, but how do we know if someone is actually Krishna's friend?
Krishna says I'm everybody's friend.
How do we know if someone is Krishna's friend? Krishna may be friendly to everyone. Question is, how do we know if someone is actually Krishna's friend? Tesham sadatam yuktanam bhajantam priti purvakam tadami buddhiyogam tam yena mam upyantite. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, then I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. So Krishna only speaks to the devotees who are constantly engaged in serving him with love. Otherwise, you're just imagining Krishna speaking to you. Just like one devotee said, Krishna came to me last night and told me I should become guru. So another devotee said, well, actually, Krishna came to me in a dream last night and he told me he was going to tell you that, but I should tell you it wasn't really Krishna who came to you. Anything else? Thank you. Yes.
It's not a question. I just want to share something from the marathon about the uselessness of education. You were speaking. I met my ex-professor, and he was president at that moment of a central bank. And then he said, "Please walk with me for a few minutes." And he gave a donation. he could give a bigger donation, but he gave something. He spoke, everybody who has few minutes blasphemes me in magazines, all the other professors and so on, and I have problems getting up off the bed, but I have to master the power and kick myself, because I said, do you believe in God? He said, I have to believe in myself, and so on. And then he was lamenting, and then some lust got into me, and I thought he might provide some job for me in a center box, bank some ladies would appreciate, and so on. And then afterwards, after these thoughts came to me, then a few days after, he lost his post. Somebody was threatening to him and his family, and the whole thing was on television, so he moved out of the country. So that was my small realization of uselessness of education. So.
Temporary. Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.